Our friend Marge Sipla is the keeper of speed jokes. Hello, Marge Sipla.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So each month we try and pick the joke of the previous month. Today's the 1st of October. We ask you to tell us which were the best. You chronicle and tabulate and transcribe all of our jokes. Marge, what did you think was the joke of the month?
Okay. My number one pick is, my friend says he glued his autobiography to his body. I don't believe it, but that's his story, and he's sticking to it.
We had a few jokes like that this month. Give me another one you liked.
All right, this one was a repeat, but it's one of my favorites, John. Tin Man was walking down the street and got run over by his steamroller. He lifted his head off the pavement and said, "Curses, foil again."
You also said, "My grandfather fought the Germans on the beaches of Normandy." Unfortunately, that was 2 weeks ago. Very embarrassing. I like that one.
And that's a cute one.
Give me number four on your list, Marge.
A pirate walks into a bar with a big ship's wheel down his pants. Bartender says, "Excuse me, sir, do you know you've got a big ship's wheel down your pants?" The pirate says, "Arg, it's driving me nuts."
I believe Dave Ennett actually said that.
Yes, he does it much better than me.
You did it just fine. Okay, but for your consideration, Marge, I have a couple of others.
Yes.
For instance, what about this one? Dave, last Saturday, they had to kick the cannibal quarterback off our team.
Why'd they do that?
At the end of the game, the coach told him to take a knee. I love me some cannibal jokes.
That's good.
That was on my list. That one was on my list, John.
Okay, Marge, how about this one for your consideration?
John, I was playing chess with Arnold Schwarzenegger last night. You know what he said before we started? John, you know what Arnold said?
What did he say, Dave?
I'd be black.
It's another one of those jokes we don't have to finish. We let you play at home. It's sort of like your joke, Marge, where...
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so I have two others for your consideration. Here's another. Did you know in the Star Wars Football League, Chewbacca was named Wookiee of the Year? Marge, why didn't that make your list, Marge? I love that joke.
That's on my list from last year, but it didn't make this one.
Oh, so maybe you didn't even count that one because that's a 2020.
Well, that's on my list. That is on my list, yeah, but it didn't make my top four.
Wow, okay, one more from me.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, I got a new dog yesterday. Would you like to come over and play with it?
Does it bite?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Not bad.
That's a good one, John. I had that was one of the jokes that I have highlighted, you know, when I type it out.
Yeah.
You know, that one was in bold print. I did rate that one a little bit higher, yeah.
Okay, for all of those jokes, though, Marge, my favorite is Wookiee of the Year. Dave, does any of those jump out at you? Which would you say was your joke? You've got a variety to choose from.
Well, I do like the cannibal joke.
Cannibal joke. Steve, I think Steve likes the pirate joke, too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Marge, and that's his story.
All right. Marge, if you had to pick one, which are you going to pick, Marge?
Oh, you know, now I'm looking at it, and it's like, I love that Tin Man joke, but I think I'll go with the autobiography one. He's sticking to it.
Okay, wow. All right, that'll be the joke of the month for September, although, remember, we do have some wild card opportunities here. We got 12 months of the year. It's a 16-joke tournament at the end of the year, so some of these others could still appear. Like Wookiee. What's the matter, Dave?
It just occurred to me it's October. You're going to start playing that song again.
It's Halloween by the Shags. I forgot all about that, Dave. Thank you for reminding me. Wow.
He didn't forget about it, Steve.
Marge, we love you. Thank you for your being part of the show and speed jokes. We'll talk next month.
Thanks for letting me be on. And can I just wish my husband a happy birthday? It's his birthday on Thursday.
Marge, we don't do birthdays.
Oh, okay. I'll take it back then. I'll tell him in private.